She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
For years, I stayed away from dairy, and then I discovered this incredible whey protein, One World Whey. And honestly, Andrea, I'm not exaggerating when I say it's really changed my life. My daughter uses it, my husband. It tastes amazing. It's fantastic. I will let the founder of Synergistic Nutrition, say, I'm so tongue-tied because I'm excited about the whey. Tell us about whey protein, how to pick the best one, and more. Hello, Stephen Huer. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Topic and food and what we put into our body seems to be one that we need to be particularly more savvy about than ever before to climb the ladder of higher levels of health. It's an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Oh, it's so nice to have you on. Well, as I mentioned, I shied away from dairy for years because I hadn't heard that many good things about it. And people have offered me whey proteins before, but I had a very persistent friend who said, you have to try the One World Whey. And I did, and it completely changed me. So talk about what it is about whey protein that is made from grass-fed cows and natural environments and not the cow isn't full of hormones and all that good stuff.
Well, the big distinction is, and you can just reference this in your common, you know, knowledge of history. If you go back a couple hundred years, you know, the entire European bloodlines of people are subsisting off dairy in their diets almost all the time without ill effects. You know, no one's reporting allergies and flatulence from, you know, lactose intolerance or any of these other things that we hear today. You have to look at the whole, you know, of human history in order to take into focus why we're having such problems with dairy nowadays. The distinction is that first you have to start out with healthy soil, healthy grass that ends up having nutritional content necessary for the cows that are eating it to have high-quality milk. That's foundational. So we've done the research to find out where in the country we could find the best quality grass, and then from there, the best quality milk that the cows are, you know, producing. Then you take and process this so that you end up not destroying what nature put there. If you go back to the 1749, it was the first incidents in Europe where a man was dying of some particular disease, and he was told to drink fresh liquid whey from the byproduct of making cheese. And so he went to this place in Switzerland, and he ended up regaining his health. And it was such a major change in terms of him, you know, defying what the doctor said would happen, that a spa was set up, and this dairy farm started to dispense this fresh raw whey to the local community and to people that would come to help reverse their diseases or rejuvenate themselves if they were aged. So it actually, there was 160 spas set up throughout Germany, Switzerland, and Austria in the 1800s to dispense fresh raw whey because it was such a profound liquid food that would restore so many healthy functions of the body. When you process whey correctly, you end up retaining what's called the amino acid shape that nature gave it. There's correctly shaped amino acids that nature produces in plant and animal foods, and then there's when you heat these same plant and animal foods, you end up bending and twisting amino acids and changing them into shapes your body can't use that creates the allergies and various problems. So with our product, we've ended up deriving our milk from really healthy grass-fed cows, Amish farmers, and then no hormones, no antibiotics, and we then ended up separating the casein out without fermentation, and then we took and dried the whey in a way that was not using any heat, and this is unique. Everybody else uses heat. They actually first sterilize their milk with heat to kill all the microorganisms, but that simultaneously kills all of, or actually bends and twists a good percentage of the amino acids, rendering it not able to confer the benefits that nature would otherwise give to the body. So what we've done is we've sterilized it without heat, which is the first in the industry. It's a proprietary technology, and through this process, we end up retaining all of the amino acid geometries and shapes so that your body can actually derive 100% benefit from whey. And most people aren't aware that whey is drastically different than the cheese portion that makes its casein is the protein, the name of the protein that makes up cheese, and that's the portion that people have difficulty digesting. The whey is, in its size as a protein, much similar to a woman's breast milk and or cow's goat's milk, and these particular protein structures are small enough that our body is naturally able to digest them readily. So we have lots of people that you know, are taking this product that we've had on the market for over 3 years that have dairy intolerances, saying that all of a sudden this is the first dairy product they've ever taken that not only can they tolerate, but they actually get some pretty profound health benefits that they report to us on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's what I found too. So people who are saying, well, I already get enough protein, what do you say?
You're not getting enough non-denatured protein. Most people are consuming enough protein, but they've destroyed 50 or more percent of what's in it from the cooking process, so they're having very inefficient utilization, and their body doesn't get maximum repair. Their liver is congested. Their kidneys are congested with the excess workload of excreting the unusable substances. These build up in the tissues. If you look at the whole terrain theory of disease, which is taught by various people in the holistic health community, when you've denatured or damaged proteins building up in your connective tissue and your lymphatic system, this is a breeding ground for infections of all kinds. So in order to improve your body energy production and your overall tissue repair rate and reduce your actual toxin load of cooked food toxins, doing one meal a day of a raw, non-denatured protein such as this product would end up just unburdening your body immensely and promoting your immunity, your repair, your energy, your liver health, all kinds of things.
Yeah, you know what I love to do? My daughter and I do every morning is we take the vanilla One World Way, which tastes ridiculously amazing, and we mix it. First, I know you're not supposed to blend it. So what we do is I use So Delicious. I love their stuff. Unsweetened vanilla coconut milk, frozen raspberries, blueberries, and strawberries, all organic. And I blend it first, and then I'll I'll gently mix in the whey. Now, talk to us about why it shouldn't be blended. Like, because a lot of people like to make smoothies and put things right in the smoothie.
You're just trying to protect the actual proteins from being damaged because the blender is a blade. It's going at high speeds, and you're going to ram that blade right into those proteins. And, you know, the amino acids pretty much won't be destroyed because they're going to be fine for the most part. But the proteins can be just from the blending process because the proteins are still, you know, the human body doesn't digest proteins completely down all the time into just amino acids. There's sections of the small intestine called Peyer's patches that's designed to absorb proteins whole intact. You're actually getting full whole enzymes absorbed through your Peyer's patches, peptides and things. There's a need for this and a therapeutic benefit for this. So one of the things about whey protein is you've got things like lactoferrin, which is a protein. Lactoferrin, when it absorbs in your body whole and intact, will actually activate the body in ways that are yet defined to help promote fat loss and muscle retention. You've got things like, there's actually a whole array of immunoglobulins. So if you absorb those immunoglobulins into your bloodstream, they'll act to kill off viral, fungal, bacterial forms that animal developed immunity towards. So there's all these different benefits that happen just from some of the proteins being absorbed in their whole and intact state.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, Andrew and I were talking prior to the show, and I was mentioning that, you know, about the One World Way and how much I love it, and she's been non-dairy for a long time. But Andrea, about, you know, yeah, talk to us. I know you had some questions as well. I mean, the casein is taken out, the lactose. Is the lactose taken out as well, Stephen?
It's not taken out, but it's been predigested via enzymes so that there's about 98% digestion of the lactose. So everyone that says, you know, I am dairy intolerant with regards to lactose intolerant, and they're then cautious about it. But when every time a person like that gets on it, they say, you know, I have had zero problems with this. There's no lactose issues. And that's true for myself as well. So, yeah, it's not a problem.
That's good. It's good to know, you know, and I would like to try it because I've stayed away from whey because of the fact that I'm dairy free. But if you're saying that it's not a problem, I would be interested in trying it to see how it feels with my stomach. But I appreciate you being on the show today, Stephen. Thank you for the great information. It's definitely opened up my eyes to whey for sure.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on, Andrea. I appreciate it.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.